the headlines have been hogged by Russia narrowly avoiding a blanket ban after several athletes were found to have taken performance-enhancing drugs. But how do organisations like WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, test for these substances? Georgia Mills spoke with Kerry Parker, who's the editor-in-chief of the website Select Science. She's recently been to see the testing labs in Rio.
You're going to, you know, several rooms. Firstly, where they bring in the samples. So what happens is urine or blood samples are collected from athletes, you know, in the field. They're couriered in, they're given unique codes, so nobody in the laboratory can actually know which athlete has which sample. And then those samples are processed. There's an A and B sample. So the A sample is processed and the B sample is always kept closed. That's a secondary sample that's only opened in the future if there needs to be some retesting. So what happens next is the samples are processed and they go through different types of analytical procedures. And essentially what they're doing is they're looking for banned substances or substances that look like those banned substances. They're also looking at unusual metabolomics or unusual results in the tests as well. The Rio laboratory I just visited recently was absolutely amazing. They had a huge room full of instruments, and it's a very unusual kind of setup compared to any other kind of laboratory you'll find anywhere in the world. They're going to be processing over 6,000 samples in about 3 weeks over the Olympics. That's about 300 to 400 a day, and they have to get those results out within 24 hours. Years of preparation go into setting up the equipment, training staff to run a 24-hour lab.
In terms of actually testing for these substances, what do? Do they sort of run it in a machine or look at it under the microscope?
Generally, they're doing analytical tests. They're looking for particular compounds in, say, a blood or urine sample. You might use a science called chromatography and mass spectrometry. This will help firstly separate molecules in a sample like urine. And then once those molecules are separated, that science will be able to identify what those molecules are by their weight. It's a very, very accurate type of science. And from that report, the scientists can see if particular molecules are present or not in that sample at a very, very low level of detection. And so what's really interesting about this whole world of doping is those athletes that do decide to dope, they may be utilising new designer drugs or substances every year. So part of the work of this laboratory is not just to look at what's been banned, but also look at, are there any other new drugs that are being utilised at this time?
There seems to be a lot in the news about doping, especially recently, I guess, with the Olympics coming up. But is it going up?
I don't know that we can say that. All we can say is that the level of detection is increasing. The scientists can detect at a much better level. And they can also now look forward and look back as well. So I think the science is absolutely there and the detection is there. Perhaps that's why we're hearing it more in the news. And obviously, around the Olympics, these stories are always really important. And we mustn't forget that athletes are tested all the time. Actually, it's not just around these games. They're often tested in between competitions as well. Many of them have what's known as an athlete biological passport. So they're collecting data and recording their data over time as well. So I think when the Olympics comes around, it's a topic everyone's interested in. But it's something that's happening in the background all the time in athletics and sport.
Georgia Mills speaking to Kerry Parker from the website Select Science. This is The Naked Scientist. I'm Connie Orbach and he's Chris Smith.
Still to come, why a probe coated in animal bones will soon be en route to the sun. But before that,